This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. How are you?
Very good. Good evening over my end. It's early evening time in Singapore, and good morning to you, Johnny.
It's going to be a fascinating week. We've got plenty from central banks, the US Fed, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, and some other data as well. Before we talk about the central banks, can you give us a brief overview of what's happened in the markets so far where you are today?
Yeah, sure. So if you take a look at all the major Asia stock benchmark indices, it's closed for today's session. So in fact, we have more reds than green. Primary also due to the fact of this weaker than expected key China data that is out in today's early Asia session, where the retail sales for China is actually came in below expectation. So retail sales for China for the month of November came in at 3% year on year. That's way below expectation of 4.6% and 4.8% printed in the previous month of October. So very clearly, China is still facing this increasing risk of an entrenched deflationary risk spiral, spooking the Asia benchmark stock indices today. And also on top of that, we also have this potential key risk event that is taking shape this week as well. I would say it's a pivotal key developed nation central bank week, where we have the Fed, the Bank of England, and closer to Asia will be the Bank of Japan monetary policy decision.
Now, as far as most people are concerned, it's an absolute dead cert that the US Fed will cut rates. Not so much the Bank of England. I'd say it's probably around 50-50 at the moment, although those figures from the UK last week, which showed very declining GDP numbers, might nudge the bank to actually make that cut. With the US Fed, it's going to be 25 basis points, isn't it?
Yes. So market has already almost priced in with certainty. So if you look at the CME Fed Watch 2 right now, as we are speaking on the 18th of December FOMC meeting, market is looking at 97.1% chance that the Fed will cut by 25 basis points. So this is the third cut for 2024 to bring the Fed funds rate lower to 4.25% to 4.5%. But what's interesting over here is that market participants will be looking ahead into 2025. So do not forget, on Wednesday, Singapore time will be on Thursday, the Fed will also release its latest dot plot. So what's this dot plot? It's actually the economic projections of inflationary trend in US in 2025, 2026, as well as where the Fed funds rate will be based on Federal Reserve official median projections. So if you were to look at the previous dot plot that was released earlier in September, so that was actually before the outcome of the US presidential election. The median projection based on Fed funds, Fed officials, their median projection for the Fed funds rate in 2026, they're expected to be lowered to 3.4%. So if you look at 3.4% minus of 4.5% that is being expected on 18th of December, that's actually implied to a close to about 4 interest rate cut on the average in 2025 of 25 basis point cut each. But however, if you look at the current pricing right now based on the CME Fed Watch 2, they're only looking at a possible of only potentially 2 interest rate cut for 2025 of 25 basis point each. So that has been reduced by half, primarily due to that inflationary impact of Trumponomics 2.0, or we call it the America First policy, because of its kind of a higher trade tariffs and as well as that steep corporate rate tax cuts, which is potentially inflationary in nature. So it's very interesting to see how the Federal Reserve official would look at such aspect of things. And if they start to pencil in, let's say, only 2 interest rate cut, as what market is expecting, or perhaps only 1 interest rate cut for 2025, that could potentially see a further push up in the US Treasury yield. And in fact, last week, both the 10-year, especially the 10-year, has been pushing up much more at a more pronounced magnitude versus the 2-year. So the US Treasury markets, folks, has really starts to price in this higher potential inflationary trend in the medium term. So something to bear in mind of if actually takes hold, that means, i.e., the Fed starts to portray a less dovish stance in 2025, and perhaps Powell during his press conference may state that, hey guys, now it's time to look at things from a normalization perspective. that could actually see a dovish interest rate cuts expectation being priced up in 2025, and potentially that may see a firmer dollar as well.
Now, of the less dovish central banks, the Bank of England, perhaps with the exception to a certain extent of the Fed, and certainly in Australia, the Bank of England's been fairly hawkish recently. And as we said, on Thursday, we'll hear from the Monetary Policy Committee as to their decision regarding interest rates. But on Wednesday, the UK gets its latest CPI numbers. Now, that could have a big bearing on whether we see a cut or not.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see over here is very interestingly, the sterling against the dollar actually sold off last week, primarily triggered by the rather weak monthly GDP figure out from UK, pretty much indicating there's some demand, we call softness in the UK economy. So another key metrics that Bank of England will decide on will be definitely the latest inflationary trend in UK for the month of November, which is out on Wednesday. So what market is looking at over here is that market is still rather looking a rather firm inflation number. So they are looking at the core inflation rate to tick slightly higher by 2 basis points to 3.6% year on year, slightly above 3.3% that was printed in the previous month of October. So now the big question over here is that if core inflation starts to actually came down lower than expected, let's say around that 3.2% or 3.1%, that could actually potentially change the dial on Bank of England monetary policy stance to skew towards more of a dovish side. So yes, market now is still pricing in a no interest rate cut from Bank of England this coming Thursday. So if you look at the current situation consensus right now, market is expecting Bank of England to leave rates unchanged at 4.75%. So that's rather higher comparatively to its cousin ECB and even the Fed itself. So yes, the Bank of England may keep interest rate on hold, but if they start to issue a much more dovish messaging in its monetary policy statement, that could also potentially see the sterling dollar gaining traction from last week's weakness.
Indeed, because sterling against the euro is particularly strong at the moment because of that disparity between the euro and the pound at the moment. Finally, Kelvin, we're also going to get to hear the latest PMI data and some PCE numbers, the core inflation numbers from the United States.
Yes, precisely. So in fact, this week itself is actually PMI week, or PMI data, I will call it. Across the globe, we see a series of flash PMI data for December. So in fact, today itself, as you are speaking, a couple of hours from now, we'll see the release of the US flash PMI data for both the manufacturing and the services, something to take note of, especially on the services side of the story, where market has been continues, where the services activities in the US continues to grow at a robust clip.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.